I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
I was just looking up Koa Kai, who is the Oregon quarterback's coach. And I was telling Ski, like, I knew I remembered his name from somewhere. Like, I recognized it from somewhere. And then I looked him up, and he was a tight end in 2015 for the Ducks.
I'm pretty sure he was the Netflix show spinoff of Karate Kid, actually. Yeah.
That's what I said that.
He literally said that.
I said Cobra Kai.
Karate.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's who that guy is.
Fucking Daniel. Daniel-san.
Yeah. Owns, yeah, and he now owns luxury car dealerships, yes.
Yes.
So he was a tight end for Oregon, and his last year was 2015. Now he has turned into Oregon's quarterbacks coach, and, you know, like, I looked him up, and he was up, and he ended. I understand he's like, sucks.
I'm pretty
But boy, that was a terrible press conference, guys. Like, I know it's like, yeah, it's dumb off-season spring press conference, first real interview with the media talking about your quarterbacks, but like his whole diatribe on he doesn't want guys who waffle, so to speak, between favorite ice cream flavors is because you know what? I was asked the same question earlier. I was like, you know what? They said chocolate or vanilla. And I was like, it depends on the brand. He has turned into Oregon's quarterback. The answer? What you want. You want someone who is a fucking veteran. And I looked him up, and he was a thought it all the way through and has a different answer depending on the situation. You want somebody who's flexible. I should be Oregon's starting quarterback is basically what I'm saying. I am better suited than Dante Moore. There. Let's just put it out there. I don't know what Dante Moore's answer is, but you know what? I bet mine is better.
Like I said, there's a
it's coach X code and like
quick
no
feet.
Well, but it's
how does that
he was a he's like Stan he sucks decision. Boy, is what he's trying to say, and it's not a
he's going
it's like
a PG route of tits. Or ass. Uh-huh. That's what he's doing. That's
like his whole
There's no wrong answer. There's no wrong answer.
There's no wrong
answer. He just wants you. He just
favorite flavor, cream flavors.
Very finite and quick on your answer.
No.
It's a dumb. He was trying to sound smart. It
In
was
that
dumb.
Case,
it was
I
dumb.
Say both. I say both. I am on team both. Why
well,
do we
if,
have
I
to choose?
Why would you be on team? How about team neither? How about both those flavors are trash? Get something that tastes good.
I
thought you were going tits and ass. It's like, is there an announcement coming, Ski?
Hey.
Congratulations.
Let's open up this door for this safe space.
There's an R. Kelly song about coming out of the closet.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I didn't hear feet as an option. So, I mean, what are we doing here?
I like toes. What if I like toes?
Like I said, there.
Cookies and cream, you know what I'm saying?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, toes are the
no.
It's quit your feet.
Well,
Spumoni and toes. Oh no! So like I think my takeaway from that was like, hey, let's.
I thought you were going tits
to reporters again.
Like, again, but the problem is you're going to be hearing. Probably a lot from him. I mean, you're gonna want to know how Dante Moore looks. I mean, you're gonna want to know. I mean,
just
cream stuff about Akili Smith Jr. Apparently, he just has the best arm of all the
QBs.
Let's
ask right? DOC. You know, oh. Let's ask.
Let's ask.
Hey, that's all I'm saying.
Isn't there? Speaking of the OC, isn't there someone in our Discord who had the opportunity to talk to the OC down in Las Vegas and was like. Had no idea who he was. It was like, oh, you're that Drew.
Oh,
the offensive coordinator guy.
Nice to meet you, man.
I feel like I remember reading that in the Discord. That's
Somebody. It's one of two people, basically. So it's one of those. So I do believe it.
Like I said, there.
He's much shorter in person, he says. Yeah. Okay. Okay. No.
Feet.
Those are the
terms he makes Dylan Gabriel look tall. I saw Dylan Gabriel in an airport. The legends are true. That is a tiny human being who is I think way from take was like hey, Matt. What were we talking about? Ice cream, coaches. Okay. Oh yeah, Kelly Smith Jr. You brought it up, and I was boy, vindicated maybe isn't the word, but like, you know, like it's crazy being right all the time, I guess. Like, you know, coaches and players saying he's, you know, he's got an insane arm. He's got like, you know, the best arm on the team or whatever they're saying, I think was the word. So I don't know, maybe, you know, all these things I've been saying about him definitely being the future quarterback, assuming he stays here, is, you know, insane. Dylan Raiola, maybe transfer somewhere else, but that's all I'm saying.
Having a can of an arm is nice. It's a great thing to have.
Yeah. You still got
to be able to hit a receiver with it. We are completely unknown about that.
Welcome to the Will Levis status.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Right?
Well, he does throw it hard. He does.
He is getting
granted.
Paid.
I'm an Achilles. I am also an unabashed Achilles Jr. guy.
Yeah.
But until we see it, we don't. You know,
He really is like pandering to us too, because he has his dad's picture on his social medias. Like that is, you get it.
Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah.
Somebody sat you down and talked with you about marketing yourself, and you know what you're doing, my friend. That is flawlessly done.
A very the most narrow sliver of a place where you can pander to with Achilles.
That's us.
Nowhere else in the world.
Yo.
Nowhere else.
Sportsbury podcast.
That's about it.
We just had a Kyle Bowler drop
Kyle
in the chat.
Kyle Bowler. Yeah.
Kyle Bowler. Oh,
Ravens legend, Kyle Bowler.
That guy had a hose.
Oh, baby. I bet.
He had a cannon. I should have said a cannon. The hose was.
Oh, baby.
Sorry.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Duck Duck Chef saying this is his first or his last podcast organ side. I don't think that's the actual phrase he used, but he's, good luck, bud.
Godspeed, sir.
Moving to Colorado. Safe travels, bud.
I'm glad you got your gift from the Discord.
Uh-huh.
Those Jokic shorts.
Number one Nugs fan ever. Yep.
Number one Nugs fan. Like I said, I was hoping it would get there as the Lakers and Nuggets were starting a 3-6 playoff series, but the Nuggets have not lost in 4 weeks, and everyone in the Lakers has died in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Did you guys happen to, I mean, we know Braga didn't, but King, did you happen to look at the box score at least of last game on who was playing in that game?
Oh, by the way, thanks for forcing me to watch the fucking Final Four. Jesus Christ.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Shit, guys.
Are you talking about the Lakers game?
The Lakers game, yeah. When LeBron was out. And
yeah,
I was
yeah
like,
it's so
who
bad.
So bad. Rui Hachimura is by far your best player playing currently?
Jake LaRavia is your number
LaRavia.
Three.
Yeah.
Yo, that's a sex term. Like, what are we talking about?
That is. LaRavia minora and a LaRavia majora.
Yo, I went to school. I'm not stupid here. What are we doing?
You took health.
I did. AP, I think. I think I took AP.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I was in AP Health of Hausman itself.
Did they teach you the myth of the clit in that class?
No, they didn't. They didn't talk about the clit or sexual pleasure for women because it's not real. So it doesn't matter either. I'm glad. Yeah, we didn't have that woke agenda of the female orgasm. No. Yeah,
Don't care.
Don't care. Big hit from the movie podcast last week, by the way.
We live in a capitalistic society.
Fault. It's your fault. I told you to slow
it
down.
It is. I told you to slow down. Work on your rhythm. It ain't my fault. I'm giving you the parameters. I told you I got $10 to spend. You spent 20. That's your fault.
Overshoot.
Work within a budget. Overshoot. Work within a budget.
Within a budget, right.
Simple.
Get up the Winco, you know. Winco's fine.
Yeah.
Yet another.
Don't use the credit card for this expense. Just live within your means.
Yet another sports imitating life situation. Dana Altman really teaches us everything we need to know about life in general, I feel. So.
Well, James, I feel that way. I mean,
James. By the way, James.
What an outdated drop.
Wow. Yeah. I know. Whoa. You guys were talking about something and I interrupted it. I forget what it was though.
Nothing.
Lakers.
Okay. Moving on.
Oh, just the Lakers.
Denver,
just the Lakers.
West.
Lakers.
Yeah, just the Lakers roster. Yeah, it's. And they play the Warriors tonight, which sounds cool, but Steph's not playing.
That
so
used to be cool.
It's not that cool.
Yeah, at some point that was cool.
Yeah. By the way, here's a tangent. So the Warriors have been really bad. Okay, so they had the four straight series against the Cavs. Let me just kind of paint a picture. I'm an artist. Four straight series against the Cavs. I know you threw a Skittle thing in there, you fucking loser.
Yeah.
Of course. And then, you know, they lost to the Raptors, COVID happened, blah, blah. Then they beat the Celtics in 2022. But since then, right? I feel like the Warriors are always missing the playoffs or like the 10 seed and getting bounced from the real playoffs, right?
Yep.
Like, am I wrong about that? And I was thinking about this like 2 weeks ago with the Tiger Woods news. Are Steph and Tiger Woods like the two American athletes that never, ever get hit with like your wife? We hate you. Like, I mean, Jordan, I guess, but he played in the 90s. Like, that doesn't really count. I'm talking like guys that have played in the last like 20 some years. Because Tom Brady got his last year in New England and his first half a year in Tampa, you're washed. Patrick Mahomes has got your wash. LeBron has been washed for 5 years, according to people. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Tiger Woods, and golf is a little different because no one, you can play longer. No one expects a 50-year-old to, you know what I mean, win meaningful tournaments. But I feel like Steph and Tiger have just gotten off of ever being on like your washed watch. No one says it about them. And no, like,
Tiger snuck that 2019 Masters win.
Oh, which the easiest major to win. Congrats. Like, sure.
Is it again. Weird? Like with Tiger, is it weird that are people like still holding out this hope that he's going to be good again someday? Like, is it just golf? Like, because golf, we've seen super olds be really good at golf. So like, are we just like, yeah, his back's going to get fixed. He's going to handle the addiction stuff. He's going to come back, and you know, he can be that guy again. I think, but with Steph, like, is it because he's just nice? And like
and he's small.
Yeah, he's just a good guy. Like
he's like 6'1", like 6'2". You know what I mean? Like if you saw him in the supermarket, he's a relatable guy. Yeah. If you saw LeBron in a supermarket, you're like, that guy is not relatable to my human species.
What the hell is that thing? Yeah.
What is that thing?
Is an alien. Yeah.
Well, the problem with Steph also is that the team went to complete shit as well.
Right.
He's aging out and becoming washed, but the team is just a complete mess. So it's one of those to where you want to throw blame on Steph, but it's like they're starting Podzimic and they're starting scrubs. Their team is terrible.
Brandon Pods.
Yeah. Their team's bad. I mean, when Draymond still needs to carry the weight, he's been washed. He stinks. Their team is just bad.
Their team's bad.
And it's like that's why LeBron has been getting washed, because at least for the most part, the teams he's been on have been good. You know, he's had AD. He's always had Luka. You know, he's always had another player with him.
Somebody. Yeah.
Somebody. Steph's hit that where he doesn't have that second. He hasn't had that person since KD left, because Klay was washed. He was torn Achilles. Well, he's been washed. And
that's the funny thing is like rewind 5+ years ago now. The NBA world thought, holy shit, the Warriors are having another dynasty because Klay got hurt. And then I think Steph broke his thumb. And it was that bubble COVID season where no one was in the stands. And so they were just like, you're not going to play. And the Warriors did they get the number one pick? Was James Wiseman the number one pick or was he number two?
There's no way he was one. Like there's no way he was the one. But he was
three or four.
Top five minimum.
But like looking back, like they probably should have picked LaMelo Ball. Like
probably.
Can you imagine LaMelo Ball, who has his flaws, can't play defense,
he's a chucker.
Stupid passes, he's a chucker. Yeah. Just with floor spacing, though, him and Steph,
he gets buckets.
Pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Pretty nasty.
Yeah.
For as washed as we say Steph is, he could still catch fire and shoot. Yeah. He just can't do anything else anymore.
And I don't really think that long ago.
I don't think
Steph is a bad player. I'm just saying that like there are other athletes around that when they get injured and miss months at a time.
He needs a decent team around him, and he doesn't have that at all. And so
they get hit with wash.
I would not necessarily say Steph is fully washed yet.
No, I agree.
But he's injured all the time and his team sucks.
I think Steph can go to another team.
Yeah.
And make that team potentially a championship team.
He won't though. He can't.
He won't, but if he did, if the Warriors were smart and they could get something for him, he's got a couple years left in him of being, I mean, he's still in the league. He's a shooter. Yeah. Shooter, you never lose your shooting touch. If he turns into the third option, that just, you know, if he turns into Kyle Korver for a team with some other good players, that's nasty.
Yeah.
But as of right now, with this team and the future of what looks like Golden State, the team is washed. The franchise is washed.
The future of the Warriors, and none of us are Warriors fans, but you read that people are like, well, LeBron's going to go to Golden State. I think that would suck for everyone involved. Everyone involved. Because they're not winning a title if he goes to the Warriors.
Nope.
They're just going to be like the 7 or 8 seed. Like, that's not great. And again, that's a different conversation, LeBron. Yeah. You know, whatever.
I think if LeBron went there, other people would go there too. Like, it'd be one of those deals.
They would need to bring a young superstar with them because they're both old as shit.
They need to find one. Yeah.
That's the thing.
LeBron is in a tricky situation with his last year because he's not retiring this year, but next year will probably be his last. He's in a tricky situation there because if he goes to like the Warriors, are you really going to like that retirement tour?
It's not good. No.
I mean, it would be fun on the nights where LeBron and Steph are on. Oh, together? That's sick. But I don't think we need to see that.
This is legit a really tough decision for him. Like almost a bigger decision than any of the ones he's made before this. Because if we're talking a farewell season, you don't want to have that like Emmitt Smith Cardinals season. You don't want to have like the Joe Namath, what was it, like San Diego season or whatever?
The Chargers, whatever
the fuck it was. Like, you don't want that season. You're the best player in NBA history. No. You got to go out like with some dignity. And so going like one walk-off season with a random team, and the Warriors would be a random team. Like, it would be he and Steph essentially retiring together probably. Is that the way you want to go out? You're not going to win a title. Like,
ooh. Well, LeBron to Portland to team up with Dame for 1 year.
Sure. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It'd be awesome.
Him and Kamara.
Yeah.
But I was reading something yesterday, and it's like they were trying to map out LeBron's last year. And it was like going to the Heat because they were just doing where he's played. Lakers, he can do X, Y, and Z. The Heat, there's a fit there, even though the team isn't good. But people are always like, he's going to go to Cleveland for his last year. And it's basically impossible.
They don't have the cap at any way to get him in there.
Because they're either going to be in the first or second apron. Yeah. And if they're in either, they can't do a sign and trade. It just doesn't work.
Why would they trade any of their younger, you know, why would they trade a Mobley or a Jared Allen? Why would you do that for one year of LeBron? Like a James Harden, but he's probably a free agent after this year anyway with him. So it's like, yeah, Cleveland's not, there's 0% chance unless, because he has to take what, there's like a minimum that he can get, right? He can't just come in for pennies.
It's got to be $7 million.
7 million.
I think, like that. Don't quote me on that, but yeah, it was the minimum he has to take doesn't fit
exactly,
like really anywhere other, but like the Lakers and people don't want him to finish with Lakers. So
the Lakers have plenty of money, but is he,
that'll be a fun final year for LeBron.
So LeBron, if he's healthy, I mean, theoretically, he could probably play five more years in the NBA physically,
but
I'm sure he's probably over all that, but is he waiting for his other kid to get in the NBA?
Is
that like 2 or 3 years away even still? Like,
I think he's going to get out before that can become a possibility.
Before that can be a possibility.
Because I know, granted, his son goes to Arizona, but his son did redshirt, did not play a single second.
So. Yeah, so it's, I mean, Bronny jumped early and
right, seen what's happened with him in the NBA. Everyone thought Bryce was going to be the better sibling because he's tall, but he's kind of maxed out.
Definitely maxed out. But
LeBron, James maxed out, James, you know,
Max. That would not be James maxing. No.
No, that would not
be LeBron.
No.
But
yeah.
But Brock, I do want to go back.
Probably right on that.
Yeah.
I do want to go back to the question you posed about Tiger of like people want to see him.
Yeah.
Like be good again. I mean,
golf might need it. Like golf is fine. Like lots of people are still watching golf, but if you want to take it back to the stratosphere that it was before, like, they don't have
well. That was just Tiger. And golf is better now. There's a bigger pool of better players currently.
There's better golfers now. There's more good golfers now. But like they don't have the thing that brings in everybody. And Tiger brought in everybody, like the casuals.
Scotty's not quite that. Scotty, he's too religious, and I mean, he's kind of a doofus. But like when you get him in situation, he is funny. But it's golf, so he doesn't show it. Yep.
Ski, I know you're a Seinfeld guy.
Yep.
Can you give me a limited fake Elaine Bennis saying you're the doofus?
I definitely don't got the Elaine in me.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
All right.
Moving.
By the way, no, I'm glad you mentioned Seinfeld. I was thinking about this on a run the other day, and you just brought it back to my mind. How pissed off is Michael Richards right now? Like Michael Richards got fully canceled. Like he can't walk into a stand up club to do a 5 minute set because he said the N word a few times during a stand up set. He got fully fucking canceled from all of entertainment. If he did that shit now, he'd be like rewarded by half of the United States population. Yeah. Like,
he can have a different avenue for Spur. Yeah.
Spotify would pick him up with the podcast.
1,000%. Yeah. Like immediately. And he'd have a billion fucking followers immediately.
Kramer sold or something. You know, they just combined Kramer and canceled.
God. Yeah. No, you mentioned it, but he would go on Rogan, do an interview about it, and then do a spinoff on Rogue on Sirius. Because
I'm now just trying to imagine Kramer in character and Rogan
in character.
Doing a pod.
Oh man! And I remember when that happened too. By the way, I'm definitely not like excusing it or apologizing.
It was out of bounds. I remember
like his whole point was like, there was like a black woman in the crowd, and his whole point was like, I can't say this. Why can't I say this? I'm going to say it. Here I am saying it. And literally just saying the word period got him canceled from society, which again, I'm not defending it. I'm just saying like it is different.
The problem was, is that he's not a funny He's not a funny comic.
No.
Like there's a weird thing.
Role.
Like, yes. It like name something else you've seen Kramer in outside of
UHF.
It was in like UHF and Problem Child.
Child is
like,
what I was thinking of.
Yeah. That's basically it.
Yeah.
But and he found his one thing with that. But
you better believe
not a funny
I know the
like,
fucking Weird Al movie, by the way. Come on, what are we talking about?
Yeah, of course. But someone said in here, like, we should start start saying it in this podcast. We need to start dropping slurs.
No, I'm fine. Because
it is. I think it's jumped the shark now to where that it's not like in podcasts and comedy and stuff like that. It has spun back around to being woke, like the woke people. Like you can't get away with that. I don't think you can really get away with that shit now.
Get away with
it's
what?
Run for like racist shit or just the crazy right wing comic stuff.
Oh sure,
it's kind of run its course now.
Theo Vaughn's having dinner with what's her face, the fucking daughter. Like Theo Vaughn turned it into a full on career, bringing back the R word. So like, it's, there's still a place for
R-words,
in our society.
R word's back. I'm saying like the cancel culture R-words of back. Like,
that's
you know,
true,
like
you
dropping
know?
Hard
you
artists,
know, I did,
stuff like that.
Soder did like start casually dropping it in his podcast lately too. And so
it's a tough word. I don't like the word.
I
dropped
it
once like a year ago on here intentionally. I don't know if you remember it.
I remember.
And I did not like it. It felt really bad.
It doesn't feel good.
Didn't like it. Doesn't feel good.
What if you go Boston accent with it? Does that make it any better?
A retard?
Yeah, exactly.
Or just a
tad? Does that make it palatable?
Yeah, because I'm just a Boston person.
Because you're just a Boston person. It works.
Which
Alex Cora, fucking retard.
In and of itself, if you're a Bostonian, you are a bigot. So like just for being from the area. So I guess like you're doing a character at that point. So,
well, that was the whole argument with Tropic Thunder, right? Downey Jr. doing blackface,
that was the point.
But it's a
that
character. The that's the point. That's exactly. The point. So
that a whole bunch of people didn't left, get is that the whole
woke
point
left
is that it's an arrogant, stupid fucking actor doing this dumb, stupid shit that normal people should not be fucking doing. Oh, you can't do that. You can't say go full R word. My child is R word. Lady, you just said your kid was R word. Who did the stand up about that? I forget. Like I totally bit that from somebody, but fuck, man.
I do love once a year when the Tropic Thunder thing comes up online. Yeah. Well, Robert Downey Jr. would be so canceled if he did this today. Yeah. Kind of the point.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember
20
like,
years late. Yeah. Gotcha.
Like Hulu pulled down like 5 episodes of Always Sunny, all their Lethal Weapons episodes, because there's blackface
did
in
they
it.
Really?
Yeah,
no,
they did.
Yeah,
I think they brought.
Yeah,
I think they brought it back. Maybe,
no,
but
the, no,
they pulled
they,
it down.
They
is
took
it down still?
They wanted it.
Yeah,
down, like the crew did. Yeah, they were cool with it.
But that's the whole point of them, as their characters in the show are these. They're from Philly. They're basically
idiots.
People from Boston. They're idiots. They don't. You know, it's poking fun at the dumb people that think that's
there
okay,
was a.
Kind of thing, but.
I know you didn't like it, Ski, but the Oh Hello thing on Broadway with Mulaney and Nick Kroll. I know you didn't like it, but I loved it. My kid loved it too. Before, like there's so many inappropriate things for a kid to see in that show, but like he was too young to understand any of it when we watched it, so it was totally good. But they had there's a part in it where Nick Kroll's character drops an N-bomb. And I went back and like watched it after, and they fully pulled that from it. So like for like a couple of years, it was on there, and then all of a sudden, they just decided to pull it. So
I know who Nick Kroll is. What is Nick Kroll like famous for? Like, what is his like
the league
foundation?
The league is probably his.
Okay, all right, okay.
And being his own show. A billionaire, and he's a billionaire from his family. As well,
is he?
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the fucking worst.
Yeah, the Kroll show was ridiculous.
I liked a lot of the Kroll show, not all of it, but
I hate these people to get into creative spaces because they can just do it because they're like, well, if it fails,
fuck it.
My parents are billionaire. My family is billionaires. I don't like that.
You brought up Elaine already. I mean.
Yeah. And my boy Tucker
and your boy Tucker Carlson. Yeah. That's
what are we doing? How do we get here?
What?
What's going on?
That was a great fucking. That was a great weekend update, man. That
was
great.
So funny.
Yeah. That guy, by the way, Jeremy Culhane, like I've been fucking watching him for years on YouTube videos. He's on this like dropout stuff, and he's a fucking hilarious like improviser. And now he's on SNL. It's really fucking cool. cool. It's cool to see that shit, man. He's very funny.
No, but I will talk.
End of sentence.
My point about I think, you know, like this extreme right, like in the comedy world, is going away. I think we'll see if fucking Logan Paul actually goes blackface on spoofing Drewski. I think it's gonna see. I think it's flipped where it's gonna backfire big time. Like he's gonna try to play that whole, you know, Rogan, all those people saying, "Oh, the woke, you know, they ruining comedy. Whatever you do in comedy is fine." I think it's gonna go the way. I think it's gonna bury him.
I think like people who are actually into comedy will and on his side, like politically, will probably end up playing the "it's not funny" card. They're like, yeah, well, like you should be free to do whatever you want, but it's just not funny. Like, so I didn't like it either. So everybody's going to be on the side of not liking it, but for like different reasons.
So kind of on that note, like a week or two ago, I fell into this deep wall about Kids in the Hall.
Yeah.
Right.
They had some crazy shit.
Yo, their rebuild show or whatever, like dropped dong on it. Like every single
like,
one of them.
They had a reoccurring skit. It wasn't every week, every month or whatever, but it was from like, they had about four or five of them from like 89 to 91. I'm kind of missing the years where it was. It looked like an American trapper who was dressed in leather, like a Tennessee Volunteer or a West Virginia mountaineer.
Davy Crockett.
Yeah. But his name was F-A asterisk, asterisk, O-T. I just didn't and I watched the skits and I was like, I'm not offended. Like that.
Yeah.
I know you were just saying that in a different way, but I was like, I just don't think these skits are funny.
I just don't think it's funny. Yeah. Like,
I just don't think it's funny.
Like if you're going to do it, be funny. Like at least.
Yeah. Right. And like, and maybe 30 years ago I would have, I mean, at 8 years old, probably not, wouldn't have got it. But I was like, oh, like I'm watching all these and I'm like, okay, I'm not trying to cancel anyone.
It's like, even the other side, like where Chappelle and Eddie Murphy did whiteface and stuff, right? It's like that shit is funny. Like that shit is.
Oh, the Eddie Murphy thing is one of the best.
It's fucking hilarious. So no one ever fucking talks about it. Like, not that they should.
It's so long ago.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
I said, that's why black people aren't mad at Robert Downey Jr. for doing blackface. It's the extreme liberal white women that are the ones that are, because if it's funny, it plays and it's like more or less acceptable. That's why I think there's no way Logan Paul thing is going to be funny at all.
No, he's just,
and the difference Drewski and whiteface, that again, someone brought it up. I don't get Drewski. I don't get that whole thing. I personally don't find his stuff funny, but that was pretty funny that his whiteface thing with that was funny.
It was not Erica Kurt.
It was not Erica Kurt.
It was just a right-wing evangelical.
She sure did fucking bite the bait, though.
Yeah, bit on
holy
the
shit. She bit the lure. Yep. Oh boy. She's not very savvy, you know?
No, that's always a classic move of show something that's awful and then see who is mad about it thinking it's portraying them.
Yep.
Usually a classic
bait point by Booble in the chat too, by the way. Like that's why Anthony Jeselnik gets away with it. Is cause his shit is funny. And he goes to the extreme in absolutely everything, but it's funny. Like, and you can say rape jokes if they're funny. That's what Anthony Jeselnik proved. Like, there are no super duper untouchable topics if you are funny, and you're not being like an asshole about it, right? So like that's the whole point. That's the point of comedy. Like, don't be a dick. Don't punch down. And be funny.
Well, the punching down thing. I think that's my Chappelle critique. Is
he does do that?
Not that he didn't punch down once, but he did it for the second special because people didn't like it, and then he did it for a third special, and it's like, I'm not telling you Dave Chappelle isn't funny, but it's like the core tenet of like a year and a half or 2 years of his stand up. was punching down and just doubling down because people didn't like it. And he's like, well, I'm smarter than you and funnier than you. And not entirely wrong, but it's like, Doug.
Move on.
People aren't. Just move on. We got your point. We got your point.
Yeah.
We get it. I understand it. Yeah. But people, you just.
I get your viewpoint. I get that you're a funny comedian. Just shut the fuck up and move on.
Yeah.
I get it. I don't like it. So I don't want to hear
like,
it.
Like, I'm
anymore.
Not saying, yeah. Like, again, like, I'm not saying, like, oh, I'll never watch Dave Chappelle again. But it's like, buddy, move on. We got it.
That was my thing, too. Is like,
that's
the point. Is you're like, so rich. You got, as a comedian, you got to move on. You can't keep talking about the same thing over and over.
Again. Same thing over and over. Yeah.
Yeah. No matter what it is. So,
yeah. No. But again, you know, he's brilliant. He's funny. Blah 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 blah. We all get it. You know. But
for obvious reasons, I didn't fuck with any of that.
For a two year period, it was like he came out with that,
and I was just like, nah, fuck you, man. I'm out.
Yeah, don't need it.
So
yeah, no, yeah, no, fine.
He comes back and is funny again. I'll fucking watch him. Sure, you bet.
Sure.
I will not, however, give J.K. Rowling any of my money. Or watch her fucking new HBO show. So,
no.
Fuck that noise.
J.K. Rowling.
Okay, sports.
Sports.
Real quick, you missed it at the beginning. Shout out Booble, Nuttian, and Duck Duck Chef all resubscribing for 11 months. That's a long time.
That's what's up.
Why?
I don't know why, but they did.
Hey, shut up.
And Duck Chef gifted a sub. That's something too.
Boy, my man.
There you go,
my man.
Now, thanks, now throw bits at King so he could say racist things.
Yeah, Swoosh got bits too. Swoosh got bits. He used 100 bits and cheered something. So buy more bits. Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Ricky Ricardo, Ricky Rocky right here. Throw me a rose. Throw me a bit. Let's do it. Hit a dubs in the chat. Let's go. I see you out there, Swoosh. I see you out there, Swoosh. Shout out to Beaverton. Nuttian, yup, I like hazelnuts. Duck Duck Chef, I love chefs. Shout out to Steph Curry. Way to see ya. I love it. Dubs in the chat. Dubs in the chat. I see you, Booble. You're a mountain. Oh, you cook it, baby. I love it. Let's do this. Let's throw me a rose. Throw me a rose. Throw me a rose. You know it. You know it. You know it. Let's go.
The Dubs in the chat. Yeah, yeah.
I like
good man.
I like the galaxies more than the rose galaxies.
Well, the galaxy. I save the galaxies when we're doing a battle royale with another streamer. You know, we got to save it to the end. They're going to snipe us. They're going to snipe us. Save the galaxies for the end. Ricky Rocket here. Peace. Sports.
Don't you have that? Oh, I think we added new things to the soundboard. Was that a thing?
Did we?
I think WCB added something. There was like a new Trump thing that he added, I think. I forget what it was, though. Anyway, you'll find it.
It's not going to be Shut Up, Silly Woman.
No, sure. Nothing's going to be as good as
by
that.
By far the best soundboard.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. We should probably talk Dana Altman a little bit. We've been talking about the last few weeks, sort of the mass exodus of Oregon players, and it keeps continuing.
It's
essentially everybody now. They got a couple of, they still have like their players that are coming in because their NIL deals are locked in. And they still have like a couple that are coming back, but I think it's like four or five.
One. I think it's one.
One player coming back.
I think it's just Sean Stewart is the only player being retained.
And the, yeah, okay. So they have like four or five guys on the roster right now. Is that right, Ski?
Yeah, so that, I think it's three freshmen, incoming freshmen, and then Sean Stewart and one other transfer in already.
Yes.
One of those, I don't even know if you mentioned, was Trevor Reese's kid.
Trevor Reese's kid, yeah.
One of the freshmen, incoming freshmen.
We shall see. Yes, I forget who it was. I think it's AK in our Discord is like real big on Ariza's kid. I'm like, okay.
It's Dana with a freshman. It doesn't matter how good they are.
I mean, they fucking better. Better
gonna
now.
Going to fucking play, that's for sure.
So, so Dana finally talked about it today and was very candid about it. And I... as a fan of the team and somebody who follows the team and wants Dana to do well, I like Dana. Like, I went away from watching him talk about it feeling better about it and feeling better about him and sort of the situation and how, so not how he handled it, but how he sort of saw that the issue was there and owned a good portion of it.
Yeah.
And was
he acknowledged it and
was right to do it too, because sort of the way he's talking about it is the NIL money that was there for these kids who left was either gone completely or reduced significantly, and that was based on how they played. And if that's the case, then it falls on him. Because he brought in players that didn't earn their NIL money and didn't play up to the way that they were expected to play and he expected them to play. And so he owned it in the press conference. He was like, that's on me for not evaluating talent well. That's on me for not getting them to do the things that we needed them to do during the season. Like, we had guys get injured and the guys who came in for them did not play well enough, and that's on me for not evaluating those guys and making sure they're good enough to be able to step into those roles and get us into March. And especially when the Big Ten was as good as it was this year, it was like a shit storm.
B-I-G.
Yeah, right.
B-I-G.
It's a banner. Big Ten championship banner.
Perfect storm.
I need to just add a Big Ten banner right up there.
Yeah,
you do, actually.
We run this shit. We run this shit.
You should print it out on like an old printer and just the word Big Ten, like, and yeah.
I might.
Yeah. It'd be great.
I might.
Yeah. So I'm curious, like, what you guys thought afterwards too, because again, I felt better for Dana, and I felt like, okay, let's give him a shot. Like, let's see what he can do, because he doesn't have a roster right now. It would probably be a really good time to completely reset the whole program, but I would like to see what he can do with these kids who are coming in, what he can do in the portal right now, and see if he can sort of right the ship. Because I think he has sort of earned that.
Well, that's agreeing to essentially a 3 years minimum more from Dana. Because that's kind of what it's going to take. I mean, it's a whole new team of incoming freshmen.
Michigan won the whole thing with five transfers.
Yeah, but they pay players.
I know Oregon is a Michigan.
They don't have the money to. Any team can do. They could pull an Indiana or, like you said, a Michigan, and you could build a championship level team from almost scratch. Like I said, you only need a handful of players returning. Hopefully they're good ones.
And Oregon basketball fans are front runners. So, like, if the team is good, they will show up.
Well, that's what I don't understand is how he never capitalized off, as you said, last year. You know, what were they, a 5 seed, you said last year?
Yeah, they were a 5 seed.
Yeah, and how do you, after that and what we thought could have been maybe the deepest run they ever made before COVID shut it down with that Pritchard year, how could you have not capitalized off those two just itself to bring more money into the program for NIL?
Because you're legitimately two of the most boring stars Oregon has ever had coming back this year.
Well, I mean, the thing about Altman is he is legitimately bad at being a front-facing, energetic coach that gets fans engaged, which, you know, can bring in money, all that. He's really bad at that. And you could be bad at that. Chip Kelly was intentionally bad at that, but Chip Kelly yelled at journos and whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or an independent, everyone loves shitting on a journo. So people liked that. But Dane is just boring, and he's bad at doing the public rallying bullshit that coaches
do. You ever see him? I mean, look at Lanning. He's popping in every fucking sport.
We talked about that last week.
He's his face everywhere. Yeah.
Altman is sitting in a box at every football game. He does go to every football game. He's just in a box.
Yeah, but where's the way? Where's the thing? I got the Jumbotron. It's like anytime Lanning's there, it's, zoom in on him and he plays to the crowd. And
Totally agree. Because you know that at some point they ran it by him. Can we show you on the Jumbotron during a timeout? And he was like, he does himself no favors on that end.
Go on the field and stand with your players during one of those fucking dumb timeout introductions.
Yes, exactly.
Go on the field, wave at the fans for 30 seconds, and then go back up in your box. It's fucking easy, Dana.
Right. I see every other Oregon sporting team at basketball games. Do you never see this basketball team shown anywhere?
Does he think he's above that? Like, does he think the program doesn't need it?
No, he doesn't necessarily think he's above that.
I just don't think he likes it. He's 60 something. He's just an old person.
I get it. It's part of the job, man. Like,
I totally agree. He has always been awful at promoting. Like Ernie, we've said this before. Ernie Kent, way better at promoting his program than coaching his program.
Yeah,
but he was one of
the worst in-game coaches
because there were so many years where Ernie Kent. And God, we're going back so long, frankly.
Like, really good selling the program, but really shitty at fucking coaching it.
Taggart was only good at selling himself.
That line from Dana today about like knowing all the coaches. I've been on five football coaches. Well, Willie never really had a chance to
get with him, but yeah,
that was funny. By the way,
I did like that. Like acknowledging football, and
it was a funny little joke.
Acknowledging football and saying like, "Hey, why would we blame football?" Right? Like,
and Dan is special.
He's a great coach. He's a special coach. Like, he's a great guy. Like, and it's not his fault that we don't get money. No. He didn't say, but he was essentially saying.
Wait, real quick before we go on, he was saying like the players weren't going to get as much NIL this next season. Yes. Is that because they didn't have money or because they thought the players didn't deserve to get as much as they were getting?
Second one. So when it first came out, I don't think he said it clear enough because everyone took it as NIL is getting slashed like across the board.
Yes.
And then Tyson Alger, shout out to AK-47. Came out and said, I was in the press conference. I took it this way. And then within an hour, who knows, maybe the AD sent out the nuclear code and everyone changed their story. But everyone, Matt Prehm, Ryan Clark, you know, all of them were like, oh, we didn't hear this right. And it was more of, I went to Wei Lin and said, buddy, you're not getting what you got last year because you sucked.
You suck at basketball. Like, yeah.
You're not getting a raise, yeah. Jamari Phillips. Yeah. Like, yeah. Sorry. Which is totally fair.
Does football do that though?
That's a good question.
I think so.
I think other programs.
Like, I guess I didn't fully know that it was negotiable each year like that.
Everyone is on a 1-year contract now.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. Bro. It's why, and this is just one weird example. Don't expect it to register with everyone's brain. Mm-hmm. But last year, Michigan football got this running back, Haynes King. Can't remember where he came from because I'm dumb.
He was good at the quarterback, Haynes King?
Running back.
Haynes Justice. You're talking about the Georgia Tech quarterback. Yeah.
Was good. And actually, strangely enough, now he's transferring to Georgia Tech, which is a worse program. Yeah. They just offered him more money because everyone's on a 1-year contract now. So college sports is a 1-year deal. And your football, depending on your position, I feel like it's different than basketball. Where in basketball, you can hop around everywhere every year. Where if you're a quarterback, you're not really going to do that, but the whole argument
of like none of the players last year were worth what they were probably getting. But don't you do that to keep like Shellstad was hurt and bad last year and hasn't, you know, proven like what everyone kind of anticipated for him. But don't you keep paying the standard to keep that kind of player around? I get not paying Wei Lin, Jamari Phillips, you know, all those guys that are bad that don't have like a high ceiling, but to let Shellstad go if he would have stuck around for the same pay essentially.
I, I, I mean, I don't know anything.
No, but that's why it's kind of just like.
But like, I would guess they offer Shellstat a very competitive package. Mm-hmm. But if you just kind of delved around Oregon basketball Twitter or message boards last year, his dana does not like Dana Altman's offense.
Well, that, no that one was does. A I don't like Dana Altman's offense.
Right. Well, agreed. Like, it's not a,
I liked it when Pritchard was here.
and that was a rumor.
Offense
like,
still wasn't good. Pritchard was good. Offense wasn't
was a
good.
Rumor. That was a rumor before the season hit the shitter. Like, that was a thing out there. So maybe if they were, and I'm just making up a number, they went, oh, last year you got 1.5. This year we give you 1.7. And he's like, well, I can go on the open market and get 1.9 from a team that I know is going to make the Sweet 16. Like, okay.
That makes sense. Yeah, I'm not saying it doesn't make sense. But
like losing Kwame Evans, again, Braga's favorite player, that one is probably more of an indictment on the money because...
You mean KJ?
I don't think... Yeah, KJ. Because I don't think his market is as big as a Shellstat. I think Shellstat's market
the top point
is...
guard.
Yeah, available. Yeah. Like if you look at... top portal guys, like he's 8, 9, 10 on every list you look at. I mean, he disappeared in big games. Just sucked this year.
Dude,
was hurt. Whatever.
He sucks.
But he sucks. You know,
I'm so glad he's not. I'm so glad I never have to watch him play again. He sucks.
Well, good for you. You don't watch the tournament anyway, so you won't have to see him in the tournament next
year. That's a very good point.
We're wrapping around to that. Yeah. I am sorry for telling you to watch Michigan, Arizona.
Yeah.
I am stunk.
Arizona.
Arizona, woof. My bad. Woof. That was my bad.
Yeah.
Arizona was very fun to watch all year.
Until
they were
game.
Very fun for 35 games. Yeah.
until
game,
I watched.
Fucking stuff.
It's my fault. I'll take it. I'll eat that. Yeah. Yeah, and then the
correlation
then the
there.
Final,
you watched
if,
it.
If you love a good bruising defensive basketball battle, the championship was for
man,
you
that's,
too.
That first half of that championship game ugh,
with some big tall Ferners in the middle, you know, like
8 minutes left, the teams were in the teens. I was like, the only thing I was really thinking of is I was like, people hate Dana's offense, but I was like, it is still college basketball. You can win a national title by scoring 54 points in the title.
I mean, play some defense.
Houston, Syracuse. I mean, yeah,
it's gross. It's a gross sport. It's a gross sport.
Oregon almost did it, by the way. Like back when they had Jordan Bell and shit, just blocking shots. And
And especially the championship game is always, I mean, if you want an angle for betting, always bet the under in the championship game. I think it's been over once in like twice in 15 years.
Yeah. So Michigan won. My buddy Brendan Stokes.
Big Ten. Three straight in college football. Broke the curse in college men's basketball. My Bruins won in women's basketball. The UCLA men are number one in baseball, number three in softball. Michigan is the favorite to win the Frozen Four in men's. Wisconsin is, I think they just won it in women's hockey, which do we really count women's hockey? Not because they're women.
Is that actually
but because
the
I
Big
feel
10?
Like there's.
Well, like 16, is there 6 teams in that?
I feel like there's 6 teams and they're all in the Big
Yo,
10.
Yo, the hockey conferences are the most confusing thing ever. So. I got nothing on that.
B-I-G.
Running this shit.
Yeah.
Thank God for George K. handing the Big Ten Conference all of USC's financial information. If he didn't do that, we would not be sitting here today. Because USC's a private school. Their finances are unknown to everybody, and they... What was it Warren? Warren tricked George K into thinking that they were gonna have some sort of combined deal, and he was like, "Hey, why don't you let me take a look at USC's financial information?" And he did, and then he's like, "Oh, we don't need you. Hey, USC, you want to come join? Oh, UCLA, you should come too." And UCLA's like, "Okay, you're cool." And it's like, "Oh, Oregon, Washington, your conference is falling apart. You want to come too? Cool. All right, done." Appreciate it.
You say thank George. I say thank Jinx. Thinkjinx.com.
My man.
Not just for you, but for your pets. Who aren't just your pets, they're family. And when you're at thinkjinx.com,
come say hi.
Your family.
Pod pup, say
like
hi.
Like the Olive Garden.
Yeah. When you're here, your family.
When you're here, your family.
When you're Doge, your family. Is that what's going on here? This guy, like, he wants to play. So look at him. He wants to fucking play so bad right now. I've just been blocking him off from being able to get up on the couch next to me. He's like, dude,
if you fed him Purina at 8:40 at night, he'd hit a low. But you fed him lean protein, sheen enhancing salmon oils, omega-3s, vitamin B12, fatty acids. Brother, we don't talk enough about fatty acids. They're so important. Aminos. Your dogs need aminos.
Do you need
and
aminos?
When you think about your dog needing aminos, think Jinx. Thinkjinx.com. The answer for gut health, for fur sheen, for ear health, because everything is connected to the gut. They smell like yeast. That is a dog food problem. Give them the organic and pure ingredients from thinkjinx.com. Thinking about getting a new family member? Thinkjinx.com. It's a staple.
It's a staple. It's a staple in our house. I've been doing
staple in my house.
So here's the thing. Not that Jinx isn't enough, because it is, and he loves it. But I've been doing this this is probably just like some bullshit algorithm stuff, but I've been seeing the shit on my algorithm about like adding bone broth and egg, like cracking an egg and putting that in and mixing it in with a kibble. And I've been doing that. And
I'll give the dog an egg every once in a while.
Yeah, they love them. Nice little treat.
Well, now that eggs aren't like $25 a dozen. Yeah,
you my guy, 99 crack cents an egg for, in there 99 now. 99 cents for a dozen at Grocery Outlet. I might as well just like go buy a case and just start. I should start egging houses again. You know what I mean?
Yes.
In this economy, I can start egging houses again.
Or Trump's a guy America? Who's never owned a dog, Prezi T. Thank you for giving our dogs a nice sheen again with your egg prices. Yeah.
He is making
beef
my
prices
dog.
Though. That's not helping. The food
around beef prices not great.
Not super optimal, right? Yeah.
Petroleum prices to get to the store to buy the beef. Not great.
Look, we got like a whole summer ahead of us. So let's not have the 80%, 93% beef conversation yet. But it is a conversation we're going to have, guys.
Well, there was some beef over the percentage of beef.
Some of you need to look in the mirror and look inward and think about yourself and how you treat yourself. You know what I mean? Because, you know. Okay, we'll get to it later. Anything else before we do our list?
By the way, speaking of summer slop, I had an idea today. This is not a thing for now, but in a month, 6 weeks, can we work on a regional, like, bracket's probably not the right way to put it, but like regional slop that people like whether it's food, beverage, activities. Like, we need to put together like a regional slop. Like, God, what is that fucking, I'm blanking on it. The food place that does the grounds chickpeas and puts it in a sauce. Everyone.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You totally do. It's everything is over rice with beans.
Jollibee?
No, it's a regional thing. It's an Oregon.
Oregon.
Oh, the.
Yeah, regional slop. I'm just totally blanking on it.
Me too. And they have Cafe Yum? Is that what we're talking about?
Cafe Yum. Cafe Yum, Dutch Bros. Okay. You know, all like just we need
Taco
to think
time?
Of regional slop. Taco time, yes. Regional slop. We need to put a bracket together. Food, drink is easy. I don't know if activities will be harder, but we need to put together regional slop bracket.
I love it. I love that. And we'll figure out how to incorporate the Discord in that too. I think that's a great idea. Great idea. Okay, cool. So, list. Our list comes from, I don't remember.
So, you had one more thing on your list, Braga, to talk about. Did you not want to talk about Vrabes?
Yeah, we could. I'm good.
Or do you want to save it?
No, nah, we got time. I don't.
can I just do, give me 90 seconds on this thing.
Okay.
So, 4 out of the 5 pictures, I honestly don't find that incriminating. Like, you can hug a woman.
Sure.
You can sit next to a woman.
Hugging women? How fucking gay is that?
I know, but like, the interlocked fingers picture gets worse when you see the full scale of it, where they're like very much alone on top of a building. Like,
yeah, Rossini's whole point was like, yeah, there's like 8 other people around us. We're all hanging out. It's like, no, you kind of weren't. That's otherwise somebody else would vouch for you at this point. They would say, yeah, we were all just hanging
out.
But like, also, yeah.
And I'm saying this as a hardcore 3-time Trump voting Republican.
Obviously.
It's also a very a trope where when a woman is an insider information, whether it's politics or sports, it's, oh, how'd she get that information? She sucks some cock and let someone come on her face.
Just like Kamala. I mean,
right.
Kamala.
Like that is the lazy trope. And people were going back to a thing from 2015 where at the time, the Washington Redskins owner's wife was like, how many dicks did you suck, Diana, to get this inside note? And do you remember what that inside note was? Do you? You shouldn't. This is not a gotcha. No. So it was from 2015 on August 30th. Her scoop was, because she was covering the Redskins at the time, was that Kirk Cousins was going to be the starter over Robert Griffin III. And what happens in August in the NFL? Do they play preseason games? Would that have been a tell maybe who was going to start?
A little bit.
Okay. But also, go back to the 2014 season. Who started the last 8 or 9 games that season? It was Kirk Cousins. So it's not a salacious bit of information that she's like, oh, Kirk Cousins is going to be the Redskins starter, right? But the wife went on Twitter and was like, you suck cocks for this information, right? And then you look at the GM who she was married to. He was very quickly fired from Washington for drinking on the job. And if you look back, he was also fired in San Francisco in 2010 for what? Drinking at team activities. And he was fired from the Seahawks for what? Drinking at team activities. So I'm just saying it's possible he lived in a chaotic, I wish him well, I have no idea what he's doing now, wish him well. It's very possible he lived in a chaotic household, because he was chaotic, with a chaotic spouse, who in 2015, can you imagine in 2015 hopping on Twitter and saying something chaotic, right? Like, oh my God. And it's only that Kirk Cousins, who had started 9 straight games, is going to start this year over RG3. Not exactly dick sucking, like, right. This isn't getting the nuclear code. So that's my whole thing. That picture, the interlocked fingers, not a good look. Not a good look, but it's a lazy trope to always be like, well, Mina Kimes must be sucking cock.
It is.
Not Braga's, though.
Well, no, it is. You had to bring up Mina. It's a dumb trope. My whole thing is.
And she might be. Like, her and Vrabel might be. I don't know. I'm not saying she's not.
Which again,
I'm just saying
again,
it's a lazy
it's
thing.
Which again, it's sort of like, okay, like, okay. Like, you meet someone, you fall for them, you blah, blah, blah. You know, like, if you both want to fuck up your marriages and do this thing, like, whatever. Like, I wouldn't do it myself. I think you're sort of a piece of shit for doing that to the other people, but, you know, whatever. But I'm more looking at it from like other female reporters who have to deal with that lazy trope every single day online,
all the time
in their job. Literally every single thing they post on Twitter, there are replies that say something along the lines of what you were saying. And so now this comes out And if this is actually true, if they're actually doing this, and it's like, motherfucker, do you just set back your whole profession like a decade, like maybe?
I'm going to argue the other side of this, though, of, you know, screwing around with someone, you know, outside their marriages is one thing, but what is she going to get out of Vrabel? Like, if it was just like a,
well, she has, she's been posting stuff about Vrabel, though. That's the whole thing.
We're going to trade for AJ Brown.
Yeah, but what's that getting her? Like, it, she's not going to get fired. Like, is her job on the line if she doesn't break?
Yeah.
No one cares about that. You could say whatever you want
her,
now.
Her employer might care about that. Because that is a line that when you're hired, you can't fucking cross.
No, I'm saying
the Athletic did come out and support her very, very fervently.
They did.
Fervently.
No, I'm saying it's her missing.
Strong woman.
Shut up, silly woman. No, but it's her missing out on this huge story. Like, is that going to cost her a job if she doesn't have this story? Like, it just doesn't seem like it's a big enough story to warrant
so
that's what I'm saying. It's not like you're breaking the world out of it.
If the Athletic's
defending
her,
how big would a story have to be for you to suck someone's dick?
Exactly, and it's not that. It's not that level, I'll tell you that much.
Well, like, if the Athletic is going to support her on this, then they'll just have to draw a line about you can't report on that team. And there's a lot of other teams she can report on. So, you know.
But like, also, like, just the thing about when it's just kind of an overall thing, when people are like, oh, the dirt on insiders. It's like, yeah, like, to be honest, I bet you Shams Charania and Woj and all these guys, they're probably doing shit that's unethical behind the scenes. So
paying
they can
people
get
for this info, probably.
Yeah, like, you think Adam Schefter is above board on journalistic, you know, ethics on everything? Like, we got to be like Caitlin Collins, who's the CNN, you know, rides on, you know, Air Force One. There are certain things she has to do and certain things she can't say because that's part of the job. If you do X, Y, and Z, the president is not going to let you on the plane to fly internationally. Like, it's a bad part. It's a sticky part of journalism. But there is just always going to be rub my back, you rub mine. We keep things in the shadows. I won't say this until you're out of office or out of the front office, and then I'll sell my book, and then I'll put it in there, and then you can yell at me for not being true, and it's salacious, and then you're back in the public eye, and you can do a hit on Pat McAfee and all. Yeah, it's a weird. It's just it's an ecosystem. It is what it is, and if Rossini's sucking a little dick to get the news on a, you know, Kenneth Gainwell, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. Like,
I'm just
it's
saying,
not
where's your life at that you think people care enough about that info that you need to do something? Like I said, it's.
I understand why, like, a female journalist could be like, well, I don't appreciate this. But if they stay in the business for 7 years, they'll probably be like, yeah. We all do things that are bad.
Also, let's not like overlook.
Maybe not sex wise.
Let's not overlook how incredibly inappropriate it is for Vrabel too. Like Vrabel.
Oh, the men never get that.
Vrabel. No, not only is he cheating on his wife here, but like allegedly. I don't know, man.
Allegedly,
but
no,
like
no, we don't know.
But like if they're actually doing this shit, you can't go sleeping with reporters. Man, you can't do that in 2026, man. It's not the fucking 60s, you know what I mean? There's very clear guidelines, like NFL bylaws and shit like that, that say you can't do shit like this, my guy.
Yeah, Sharon Moore thinks that shit's bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Go blue.
Yep.
Wild. Just wild. Anyway,
the better question is, Braga, what are you doing to help this podcast out? I mean, you're a Big J guy here. You're our
Big J journalism.
Yeah, Big J journalism guy. Why aren't you out there helping out the podcast, doing what needs to be done?
Why aren't they doing the Trump
get
dance?
To get the fucking scoops here.
By the way, speaking of scoops,
so to speak,
I just got a scoop Not a real scoop.
Cuff the balls.
But it's from our soundboard guy. He's directed me to the new sound. You alluded to it like 20 minutes ago, Braga.
Let's have it.
It is this. I don't know what it is, but it's this.
They came one right after another, not at the same time. They don't want to come at the same time.
appropriate to the story, actually. Hey, Vrabel and Diana.
They came one right after another, not at the same time. They don't want to come at the same time.
Never.
Hey, Braves, how did that stash go in Sedona, Arizona?
Came one right after another, not at the same time. They don't want to come at the same time.
Yeah, sometimes not at
all. Hey, Diana. Yeah. Hey, Diana, what are you thinking about the Patriots dynasty?
One right after another, not at the same time. They don't want to come at the same time.
It's fucking art. It's fucking art. This is why you tune into this podcast.
May be the number two soundboard.
Not a real scoop.
Cuff. God damn, that guy has some clips. Tell you what.
If he didn't have these sound bites...
What is he?
He wouldn't have been voted into office. Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The only thing saving him right now.
He had a very good clip on like Monday or Tuesday where he was talking to when they were talking about how they saved the guy in Iran, the pilot that fell.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. And we had how many? And he's looking at like the very important military guy. He's like, well, how many people did we send to this mission in planes? And the guy's like, I'd rather not answer that.
Not
like,
gonna fucking tell you that, bro.
But I will. It was 100.
Don't worry. I got you, bro.
I got it you. You don't have to say it. I will. Like, nah, it was over 100.
He forgets things. He just forgets. He's so forgetful. Fucking
very funny.
Idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
It was such a big number. It was over 100.
Yeah.
Then over 100.
No, that's too low. That's too low. 1,000. 1,000 million.
God.
Yeah. Estram with a good point, by the way, that Vrabel's owner is Robert Kraft. So... That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Even if it's true, Kraft is just giving him a high five.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like, oh man, you didn't have to pay for this with money?
Oh, God.
This was free?
Yeah,
you just,
wow.
You just have to drive 120 miles.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. WCP said it too. My bad. Credit where it's due. All right. Let's do our list. Our list comes from Booble in the Discord. Hey. We have a Discord, Sports Marine Discord. If you're listening to this, it's the end of the podcast. You've been listening for a long time. If you don't know what our Discord is yet, that's interesting. You should figure that out. Download the Discord app and you. Oh, it hurt a little bit. 1,000.
I told you.
Try it again. No, not this time. It was faint. It was cool though.
Told you. I heard it last week too. Just the tiniest
little, yeah. Almost
like,
had it.
Like
yeah.
The big, it's like Bigfoot, you know, it's very elusive.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Quite elusive.
Okay, where was I? Oh yeah, Discord. Sports Marine Discord. That's the thing. Oh, before we get to the official end, by the way, we are still doing Tubi month for the movie podcast, which we release every Sunday. So yet another Tubi movie. It is King's Tubi movie. It is Quigley Down Under, the Tom Selleck vehicle.
G'day, mate.
G'day.
Good old Matthew Quigley.
The dingo ate my baby.
Dingo almost ate a baby. So Quigley Down Under. Watch that on Tubi. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday.
Watch it purely for Selleck's soul patch that he has in it.
So good.
It's good soul patch.
Next level. I mean, it's AJ Burnett. Early 2000s level soul patch.
What a dusty reference, AJ Burnett.
Did Quigley or Tombstone come out first? Do we know that? Because that's specific look.
So I'm going to say Quigley.
That specific look is in Tombstone as well. It's like one of the bad guys.
Kilmer.
Yeah.
Was it Bean? I think Bean has the stash. Does he have the stash with the soul patch?
I forget. Yeah. But like, yeah. So anyway, big 90s cowboy look. Tom Selleck did it first. You heard it here. All right. So Booble gives us our list. I don't know if I've seen him in the chat today, but CTE Benoit, he's probably busy because he and his baby mama about to have a baby real soon. I guess she's not the baby mama yet, but like, he and his lady about to have a baby. Booble dropping knowledge right now that it's a girl, by the way. I didn't know that. So
didn't change my answer. So,
that rumor stuff, okay?
He's here. Good.
I'm addressing those rumor stuff.
Art, yeah.
Right about the Vegas Bowl, baby.
Yeah. Yep.
Why are we assigning a gender? You know what I mean? Why don't we let the kid be born first and let the kid grow up?
Well,
and you know, like, why are we doing that? You know what I'm
saying? With the soul, because those
but
fools now, Braga.
Yeah, it's true. Big thing. That's true. He's cowboy. That's a. By the way, I'm trying to get a passport for my kid right now. That's a whole discussion we had to have. Like, that was sort of a bummer. But it is what it is, and my child understands that. Okay. Anyway. Top three list. Congratulations to Benoit and his lady on having the baby soon.
First of all, man, I like vagina. That's one thing I like.
That's cool. Top three baby names for Benoit and his lady for the upcoming baby. So, something we should help you understand about our guy Benoit. He has some very particular interests. He is a regular in our DGens page in our Discord, so he's a bit of a gambler, bit of a you know, what was the line from Dark Knight? He was a bit of a drinker, bit of a gambler, bit of a fiend.
Fiend.
He's those things. He's what Joker talked about his dad being. So let's. Who wants to start?
I'll start. I'll just go right off that. My number three would be, how about, I think it's a nice name for a girl, a little Parlay Benoit.
Parlay is a good name. That's actually pretty good. Is that French?
It could be French, yeah.
Parlay?
You put a little accent on something there, too, to make it seem fancy.
I love that.
Kind of along the same lines. My number three is Dejen Benoit.
I love that. Mine's not too far from that. It's Jean. So J-E-N-E, like Jean or Jean it could be. This was the inventor of the salad spinner. See what I'm doing there?
Salad
spinner. See what I'm doing there? See what I'm doing there? Somebody.
We do know that when he's in the bedroom and there is someone down there,
see what I'm doing there?
Face down, ass up, he becomes.
I'm going to start by talking about ecosystems.
Start. Right off that.
He's just
nice name for old little park. Is he a big Frasier? Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Is that
like
the...
Yeah, let him cook. Let him cook.
Accent on attitude, make it.
I love that. Let's get him in there, guys. Benoit, are you going to give us some yourself? All right. So threes from the chat. Boobles is Lebronda. J E like or Jean. AK's is Melania. Fucking talk about press conferences, man. That was something else. That was
a weird one.
That was something else.
Oh no! Disaster!
She's a lot like Koa Kai, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Just don't put her in front of cameras ever. Just don't do it.
I am coming out here to say something no one was asking about.
No one was talking about. Literally nobody. What?
There's got to be a bomb dropping in the next week.
1000%, man.
Something.
Oh, man. Just wait a couple days, dude. Like, goddamn. And Swooshes is Chris. Chris is a good name. Oh, I like S-Rams.
Yeah, well.
Beignet Benoit is a great fucking name. We're just assuming his last name's actually Benoit, by the way.
Well, go on.
Beignet Benoit. All right, twos. Ski.
Two, my number one, you don't see too many people named it. Punk Benoit.
Especially for a girl, man. I mean, bro.
Or you can just shorten, CM Benoit, and just not you don't even have to have a name, just initials.
Punk is a little bit rad.
It makes you cooler instantly. Kinda
does. Mine is after a proven sports degenerate gambler who sort of turned his life around when he had a kid, Phil Mickelson. So Phil Mickelson credits his child being born with him not spending $200,000 plus in a night gambling, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure, Phil. I'm sure when the Saudis brought reversed the truck up for you, you didn't find your way to the casino soon after.
When they gave you 9 oil derricks in the Middle East, you were like, well, this is it. I'm not gambling on the Brewers anymore. I found ethics.
Yeah, there's absolutely no chance that's the reason he's back at stateside and no longer goes back overseas anymore. There's no way it's because he owes a bunch of Saudi princes money and shit now. So Phil. Phil is, or Philomena? I don't know.
Philomena? Philomena. My number two is because I know CTE is a, I don't know if he's a Bill Simmons league pass level NBA hoop head, but that guy watches a lot of NBA. And if you're still watching a lot of NBA, if you're watching like Hawks and Pelicans on a Tuesday night,
he's a big Nikhil Walker Alexander guy.
I got you. Also, how did that guy just break the Hawks single season replay? When they what 9 oil? Fuck is Trey Young in the Middle East? Yep. Ivy gambling on the brew. Now I'm the league pass nerd. But because I know
and no longer
respects the past, big Utah Jazz fan. He knows Benoit Benjamin.
That's great.
Benoit Benoit. Yeah, it goes either way. Yeah,
Love it. Okay, from the chat. Actually, we got a 3 that came in a little bit late. WCP's number 3 is Kalshi.
Great name for a girl.
Prediction market.
Puts up no safeguards. Not a great name for no barriers, no safety guard. No.
Boobles is Mina.
I think that was directed at you.
Yeah. Also, Benoit's a Niners fan too, and he feels the exact same way about Mina Kimes that I do. So it also would apply. Yeah.
Shut up, silly woman.
I didn't say it, but yeah. Swoosh number 2 is Rhea. He's just given like actual names. Like
I believe that is
that a thing?
Thick emo-esque wrestler. Wrestling gal.
Oh, god damn it. You guys, this is way too late. Like the first one was Chris. Like
Chris Benoit.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Yeah.
Like, I am dumb.
This guy doesn't know ball with wrestling, clearly. God.
I'm so dumb. I was like, why Chris is like a normal name. Why did he do Chris?
This guy's not using his Peacock prescription. Subscription. I was directly.
Definitely not.
I believe it's next week. Am I right?
Yeah.
I'm so stupid. God.
Pat McAfee is going to come in and be a real heel.
So number 2, Hulk Benoit. Hulk, that's an interesting.
Brutus the Beefcake Benoit? I'm not getting this.
Ultimate Warrior Benoit? Huh.
Jake the Snake Benoit?
Actually, Jake the Snake Benoit sounds pretty cool.
That does sound pretty cool.
Actually, while we're at it. Let's see. All right, number 2's, AK's is Oprah.
Shout out to Alger.
Hell yeah. Call Tyson.
Chris Ben.
Fucking Christ. Yeah. Let's see. And S. Rams is bad. I was like, why? I like it. All right. Ski, number 1.
Ski, number 1, name for a baby. For CTE, Benoit's baby, Brooks Benoit. God, Brooks, we need a W out of Brooks this year. Bet him every week. He's fucking got to have him at the Masters here.
Got to have it, bud.
Got to have him.
Got to have it. And if he gets it, then he's going to actually name the child that. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah. If Brooks gets it done.
I'm with you.
You have to.
My number one has to do with wrestling, and it would be botch. Botch Benoit, because what is a botch in wrestling? It's a mistake.
Mistake.
So you name your kid Botch.
Is it? Oh, no!
It's a little funny. It's a little funny. I think it's funny. I'm the only one laughing, so, you know, maybe
no,
it's not
good.
That
it's
funny,
good one.
But yeah.
No, it's a good one.
All right.
Yeah.
Go for it, man.
My number one, welcome to having a kid. Your life is over.
Benoit.
Just run
over,
on sentence.
Over Benoit. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's like, it's going to be really, really cool. And like,
oh, don't tell him that.
But
tell
like
him
a,
it
but
sucks.
Like, no, I'm not done. Can I finish? But like a bummer. Like a big bummer. Like a lot. So, you know. Oh boy. Regrets? I have a few. Yeah. That's why you're naming your kid Botch. Kids. Yeah.
Yep.
Having kids, man. It's a thing.
It's a whole thing.
That's a whole thing.
Yeah. Let's see.
No, go ahead. Just
no, if I love to leave the door open if you want to talk more shit about no. your kids. Like,
no, I was just saying, like, I think I'm criminally insane for having two.
Yeah, that's wild.
I can't imagine people that have, like,
well,
multiple friends with three,
four.
Well, you know,
like,
why? It's because you're still married. Like, you stay married, you just keep having kids because your wife just, like, forgets. Who? She, like, forgets that how horrible the first one's experience was, and she just has another. She's like, yeah, we should have another one.
Now, I will tell you a story about my wife.
Congratulations.
We were driving
on
up,
having a wife.
We were driving up to Portland when she was, like, 8 months pregnant with our second kid, and I don't remember. We're between Salem and Woodburn, and we are stuck in traffic for like 45 minutes.
I was going to say, like, go to the outlet malls, bro.
And like, but we weren't close enough to that. And long story short, after much coaxing and her being in extreme pain, she had to take a shit on the side of I-5 with like napkins that had been in the glove compartment for like 5 years.
What they're there for.
So they're like hard, and they're like getting paper.
Experience was, and just has another. She's like, yeah, we should have another one.
And at that point, she was like, I'm never going through this again in my life. And I was like, oh my God, thank you.
good for her, man.
But when months pregnant with our second, going north on I-5, and I think I had moved about 3 feet by the time she came back.
You were moving. Time.
I couldn't say.
Gotta keep up.
Gotta yeah. keep up. And like close enough to that. But we weren't close enough to that. Car.
Oh my God.
That's
survival
of
the fist.
That's a double waddle because there's no way that was a clean wipe on top of being extremely pregnant. That was not a swift walk back to the car.
She took a shower immediately. Perfect. When we got up.
Oh, bro, be ready for the smells, Benoit. You're about to encounter some smells, my guy. Like, yeah, it's going to be, yeah. Stay strong, brother. Stay strong.
It's biology. Like produces men get the bad rap on that. Like, oh, you farted eating nachos watching a football game. Man, women's hormones, their bodily functions are way worse than ours. Yeah. Way worse. They just look cuter while doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, you know, sort of endearing, which is weird. Yeah, but they have like the hormones that like make them forget how awful the experience is. That's how they keep having more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, Benoit says in the chat he's going to get vasectomy after number two. Good call, bro. Plan it. It's perfect. That's grown-up stuff.
It's like I'd really like 9 months of pain plus additional 3 years of like
smell
patch of this kid that just cost me approximately $60
strong.
And that's before college funds. And I think this sounds fun.
Yeah, good
this
idea.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I can't travel anymore. Like I never
in
get
a
to,
time
yeah.
where a pound of ground beef costs more than the national minimum wage. Let's have a child.
I have a child.
I'm like you and I, King, we're a little similar in this. Like we're like a few years away from our kids like actually being out. Like and
like, yeah.
I'm single. And so
you're about to live it up.
My guy, I can like go places. I can move to another city if I want.
Do whatever you want.
I know. I've been checking prices
for Thailand every day.
I'm saying I have like a crisis of options, you know, like, so it's, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Y'all might like 4 or 5 years, y'all might never see me again. It's possible.
You're about to hit the prime.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I never did ones from the chat, by the way. Ones from the chat, and then let's close this thing up. Swooshes is FanDuel Benoit. Use code TSB to get $100 in bonus bets on your first $5 bet. That's the full name. Boobles is Harley Quinn Stacy Benoit Jr. It's a mouthful. HQSB.
So is he?
Yeah. AK's is Mina. Yep. That's a good number one. Penji for WCP.
That's for me. You need a girl's name for Benjamin.
Penji. Yeah. Yeah.
You're hit.
Bench warmer Benoit is good.
Should be trade school Benoit if you're
$100. Swoosh is honorable
start
mention.
That early.
That's the full name. Mention I like is just woman.
Woman.
All right, let's go. Again, the movie on Sunday is Quigley Down Under. Watch that on Tubi. Listen to us talk about it. We're in Tubi month, folks. Watch that. Listen to us talk about it. Hey, don't forget to watch Ski on Tuesdays too, guys, because Ski's been opening packs on Tuesdays. That's a very good time. So watch those too, shitheads. Join our Discord. You get notifications when he goes live. Yes.
By the way, we had a member in our Discord who...
He said member.
Who posted, I'm at a luxurious hotel by myself.
Yeah.
No wife, no kids, with a bottle, with a thing of whiskey, you know, in the... what guy you think he was fucking instead of coming into this chat tonight?
Yeah.
Gay wad. Start the rumors.
Quick
rumor mill.
Rumor mill.
You want to talk about all that rumor stuff?
Rumor stuff.
All right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Goodbye. You gonna hit us with Tiger?
Not addressing any of that rumor stuff. Okay.